except the son of destruction, that the scripture may be fulfilled. But now I'm coming to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sake, I consecrate myself, that they also may be sanctified in truth. I do not ask for these only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they may be one, just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they may also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that you sent me and love them, even as you have loved me. Father, I desire that they also, whom you've given me, may be with me where I am, to see my glory that you've given me. Isn't that beautiful? Father, I desire that you also, those whom you've given me, may be with me where I am. He wants us to see my glory that you've given me because you loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, even though the world does not know you, I know you. And these know that you have sent me. I made known to them your name, and I will continue to make it known, that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. There is a Redeemer. close at hand, they laid Jesus there. Scriptures. It's okay if not, but I just want to give you an opportunity. Was there anything that we read tonight that stood out to you that maybe you hadn't noticed before? Something the Lord was highlighting to you? I just want to give you an opportunity to share. Just felt like He kind of put that in my mind that I needed to ask that and have a little mini Bible study here before we take the Lord's Supper. Scripture that Anita was reading, ever fully appreciated the repetition that John was saying about this was to fulfill this scripture, this was to fulfill this scripture, and that there was a repetition in there, and I had never really noticed that before. He's wanting us to say, hey, Jesus is fulfilling the word here. Powerful. Father, we thank you that you fulfill your word. Lord, a scripture that stood out to me as I was reading this, that you want us to be with you where you are. And you want us to see your glory. It's so beautiful, Jesus. So beautiful. Lord, we thank you for going to the cross. We thank you for loving us in our sin. We thank you, Jesus, that you paid it all truly. We love you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. As we go through this ritual, Lord, of the Lord's Supper, I pray truly that we would encounter you in it. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's turn to page 12. We're going to do the ritual here in the United Methodist Seminole. Page 12. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Let's read this prayer out loud together. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We've broken your law. We've rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors. We have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I just want to be silent. If there's anything you need to confess before Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen. Skipping over to page 13. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts, in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory, and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Pray with me the prayer Jesus taught his disciples to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth strength.